And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
Welcome to the No Dumps podcast series, Squad, the show where we draft teams like we're the general manager. The only catch, that very specific draft pool that we're working with. I'm J.E. Skeets here in the Classic Factory War Room, along with my rival GMs. We've got Tass, we've got Trey, we got the man making the magic happen, J.D., and our fifth GM today coming to us live from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. He's our social media maestro. It's Jerome Chang. What's up, Jerome?
Hello, hello. Very excited to do this. This has been the bulk of my long weekend, just really doing a lot of scouting, a lot of breaking down, Googling. And then honestly, when I came down to it, I think I just had to go with my heart.
That's right. Yeah. That's what you should always do on Squad. That's the way to do
it. Always go with your heart more than your mind.
So did you go to like the Caravana Parade and ask people who you should draft in today's Squad?
That's exactly what it was. Yeah. Okay. A lot of people were like winding out on Lakeshore, and I was just like, hey, if you could build a perfect player, screaming over all the floats and music, did not get a lot of good responses. Oh. They really, you know.
Didn't help you out there. That's all right.
No, not
Grady
at all.
Dick got some votes for personality, though.
That's true. Yeah. Grady Dick was having a time at Caravana.
He's wearing the Toronto FC energy kit.
I saw that.
All the way in. Yeah.
I saw that. Well, today's squad, it is, it's well overdue. It's something we've had in the old Slack channel for a while. We are drafting the perfect NBA player because we've done a lot of silly things on Squad. Hell, our last one was a Fred Katz draft, which was a blast. But we're getting back to basics here with a little NBA basketball angle to this squad. The perfect NBA player. Let me explain that. Five categories, as we always do on Squad. In the first round, we're going to be drafting body / athleticism. We have jammed those two together. Okay, so whatever particular body of an NBA player you are drafting, you also get the athleticism within said body.
Injuries are off, right?
Well, I was going to ask you, what are we doing with injuries? That's a fair question. Like someone like, you know, Derrick Rose, let's say, you're like, wow, that guy was super athletic at his peak. But
at his peak,
are we including what unfortunately happened to him? What does everybody feel about this? Injuries off or on? What are we doing?
I assumed injuries were on. It's part of your body.
I did too. I did too. Okay. Jerome didn't. JD, do you have an opinion on this?
Barely. I'm with Trey. It's part of the body, so injuries should be on.
Okay, I like it. That's what I thought too. But I'm glad we've clarified. So body / athleticism. And I will say right now, once a player is selected across any of the categories, they can no longer be taken. So a hot bod is taken in round one. You can't take then that particular player's shooting or whatever else we get to here, which I go into the second round. It is shooting. Just straight up shooting. Simple. That one. Third round, we're drafting playmaking / handles. Again, we've combined the two because we like to have five categories. But this feels right. They generally go hand in hand.
Yeah, exactly.
Assisting
right. Yeah.
The handles, that skills. I mean, they're going to be really good usually at both, the players that we're taking here.
Yeah.
In the fourth round, we're drafting defense.
Boring.
I wanted to see if Trey would trade out of this. Or just
second
not pick.
I got the second pick in the defense
round. This guy hates
round.
Defense.
Yeah, unfortunately, you got to play it. And there are some cool defense guys. Yeah. So I'm feeling confident in that category, actually.
I got the first pick. I might just forego it.
Oh, wow.
Just skip.
Wow.
Don't need it.
Jeez,
wow.
I don't even need it.
And finally, in our fifth and final round, we're drafting personalities, and I think this will be a fun one to see how people tackle this one. Obviously, the personality of the player themselves, like maybe like a Stone Cold Killer, or maybe someone stoic like a Duncan or something. Or what about the personality off the floor, too? Are you trying to set up your perfect player for like endorsements and to be like popular on social media. I can't wait to see how people go about that. So our five categories, just go over them quickly, are body slash athleticism, shooting, playmaking and handles together, defense is the fourth one, and then personality is the fifth and final round. Again, once a player is selected, he's off the board in all of the remaining categories. This draft will be held by our official No Dunks rules. All five of us get a number one pick in one of the five rounds. We're going to draft our squads. We're going to debate the selections. You're going to tell us who wins at the end of it all, both the listeners and the YouTube subscribers. You're going to ultimately decide who has created the best NBA player. Jerome, you had talked about maybe doing some fun Photoshops for this as well.
Is that still happening? I forgot I talked about that. This is going to... let's see what we all come up with first.
Fair enough. Yes. Fair enough. So we determined the draft order yesterday. We threw it into the old list randomizer, and Jerome, who's coming by way of Toronto here, has the first pick in the body athleticism category.
With the first pick of the body athleticism draft, or part of the perfect player draft, I'm going with the greatest dunker ever, Vince Carter.
Whoa! Wow.
Love it.
Wow.
This, we said draft with a heart, and like, there's not a single player that I have like watched more, skipped more university classes, just like affected everything that has like been my pure awe of the game that someone could do things. Also, you know, beyond obviously like the 43-inch vertical, all these things. Like, when I thought about it, I also thought, like, aesthetically, who I liked watching in terms of especially dunking in this case. And Vince Carter is, like, the prettiest dunker by far for me. So, you know, I mean, there are some questionable injury things, but, you know, we also questioned whether they were injuries back then. So we don't know.
That's a good point.
We don't know exactly how healthy or unhealthy he has been. He also has, like, such longevity, too, when you think about it.
It's a great pick, Jerome. He was high on my list.
I had him on my list, too. I was fascinated to see who would take him, though, because, I mean, I thought he's not as big as some guys that might get selected in this, but it's a part of like the equation here. It's like what you want in your player, and that's like you're making the case for Vince as he's so fluid in the air, Jerome. But there's obviously stronger, bigger dudes, but number one pick, Vince Carter. Homer.
That's where like I won't say any other picks because obviously you guys will go through them, but there were definitely other maybe smarter picks that I was thinking about, but again,
gotta
go like, with your heart.
Yeah, so a 40-year-old Vince is who you're taking, right?
correct.
Not 22,
you
know, 23.
Like, as you reach this precipice of your own life, you just wonder what kind of body you want currently with longevity. And 40-year-old Vince is what I want.
Okay, yeah. Vince Carter is, he is gone. He has been selected as
number one
pick in body. All right.
Get this guy out of Toronto.
He did take his tips from Caravana.
Bet you're going
Who's the best athlete in NBA history? Everybody at Caravana said Vince Carter.
Correct.
Number one pick? Yeah.
Jerome went with him. Yep. All right. I'm up next here in the body category, the athleticism. I'm going with Wilt Chamberlain as my pick. And it's fun to go read the Wilt Chamberlain Wikipedia about just how much of an athletic freak this guy was. First off, 7'1", 270, ballpark. He basically changed the rules of basketball because of what he could do. The guy could like straight up dunk from the foul line. So like, we got to get rid of that. You're going to have to shoot it. Keep both feet behind the line. Couple other rules as well. But in college, he was running like a sub-11 100-yard dash. This guy's 7'1", running a pretty damn quick back in the day for sure. 100-yard dash. He could throw a shot put 56 feet. He could triple jump over 50 feet. And he was an even better high jumper. Like, I think he won, like, 3 consecutive years in college. And he was really good in high school. He basically won every track and field record. And then, oh, yeah, he was pretty damn good at basketball, too. He's on the Harlem Globetrotters, for crying out loud. So I'll go Wilt. Just a giant. I just want a freak here.
He was definitely on my list, and it sounds like you're going to win the decathlon if it comes up.
Yeah, I love all this shot put, sub-11, because did he do it? Can you disprove it? Nah, it could be fictional, but who cares? I mean, I believe part of it, but sub-11, 7'1", I doubt it.
I doubt it.
Anyways, it's a great pick. He was on my list as well.
He's a freak. So I'll take Wilt there. I'm taking a big, big dude here. Like I said, 7-1. All right, up in third spot here, JD, we go to you for your first pick, body athleticism.
Yeah, I feel like this is a trick question.
How so?
I don't know. Like, isn't it Michael Jordan? Like,
yeah, it's a good pick.
That's a great pick.
I'm surprised he didn't go number one.
Yeah.
I'm not.
What am I missing here?
he's concerned. Why is Jordan falling? Oh, like real life. He's falling
to third. Number three.
Yeah. You're going to win the draft. Yeah. You have Jordan on your team.
Yeah. You're already Michael Jordan, so you're great.
Yeah. Well, I'm taking Michael Jordan, but wow. Okay, great. I got Michael Jordan.
There you go, man.
Michael Jordan, for obvious reasons, is a good pick.
We'll leave it at that. Okay. Michael Jordan.
All right. Yeah. Jordan's got. I like that too. I mean, I think he would have been high on most people's list when we got to personality, maybe, if you wanted like the crazy psycho killer that can't lose anything. But he is now gone. Okay. So, Tass, you have the fourth pick here.
I thought I'd have Vince at this spot. I thought that's who would be falling to me, the guy who people thought could be Michael Jordan, but wasn't quite Michael Jordan. So, with MJ in the number three spot, Vince and Wilt off the board, I'm going with LeBron. Design a player.
Tremendous.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's great. That's a nice pick for fourth.
You know, it's got a lot
LeBron
of attributes.
Very much on my, come on, man, you have the first pick. How are you not taking LeBron?
Okay. LeBron slipping.
Fitness man. I'm interested.
Also, like, if you were strategic against everyone else here, taking LeBron off the board is pretty big across a number of these categories.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Same with MJ, obviously, in that regard. You got the name power. You got some name power with JD. I think you just, if we're evaluating our teams later on, the fact that you have Michael Jordan on your team is huge. Yeah. Interested to see where Trey goes with number five here.
Yeah. And Trey, maybe even take us through some of the other names you've got. That you are considering if you want.
Well,
the final
those names
pick
might
here.
Come up in other categories.
Oh, that's true. That's true. You don't want to pick your hand.
Yeah. Don't give anyone any
don't
ideas.
Don't say a name of an NBA player. Uh-oh, this is going to be tough then. I will say, as far as perimeter players go, you guys probably picked the two who should be drafted. I would say Dr. J is in the mix.
Yeah.
Sure.
As well for another body athleticism guy out on the wing. Kevin Durant kind of in between skis, and he might come up a little bit later, but I think I got to go with the big, strong dude, and it's a tough call. I'm going with Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Ooh! Yeah.
That was my actual...
Over Shaq and Kareem.
Okay.
Because I think Giannis is both of those guys put together, and he's playing in 2023, so I guarantee he's a better athlete than Kareem and Shaq. So give me Giannis, the first modern guy chosen, or the first active player, at least.
Yeah, well, LeBron, I guess.
So. Oh, yeah, he is
Trey,
still playing. He is indeed
that
active.
Was my actual, like, that was my quote-unquote smart pick. Like, I was going to go Giannis, like, as my first pick, just because he's called a freak, like that's his nickname.
Yes,
you know,
he's chiseled,
and
he's fast,
and the other thing too is, like, I'm excited how you build on top of that, like with all the other skills that you're going to add to his game is going to be so funny.
Okay, so to recap, there, Vince goes one, Wilt Chamberlain two, Michael Jordan three, LeBron four, Giannis five. Body/athleticism. I think everybody's probably pretty happy with who they got in that category. Let's move on to shooting, JD. We will not take long with this one. The list randomizer was kind, giving me number one pick in shooting. The guy is credited with revolutionizing the game of basketball by shooting. Steph Curry, number one pick in this category. Not bad. All-time leader in made three-pointers, 3,390. Career 43% three-point shooter on 9 attempts per game. That'll probably only go up as his career goes on. And, he's one of the greatest free-throw shooters ever. And I heard those win games. 91% at the line. So, Steph, not overthinking this one. Great timing, too, with some social content. Did you guys see the drill that this guy's known for?
They call it
the full court star. And it's a drill where he runs, like, opposite ends of the court, like, corner to corner, and then, like, wing to wing, and then top to top. He does it in 55 seconds. Like, a lot of running. You've seen it. Mm-hmm. And has to hit, or his goal always is to hit 8 out of 10 threes. And these are, like, on the fly, stepping in them threes. And It's wild if you haven't seen the clip or you've never heard about this before.
Did you see him performing Misery Business at the Paramore concert?
Yes, and he can sing too.
I thought that's what you were going to say.
Yeah, I thought this was
a Paramore Eshua concert.
Sent it to me first thing this morning.
Wow.
Him being like a Paramore super fan.
Was he singing? I don't know. I am not familiar with their catalog. Was he doing a good job? Like, was he killing it?
Or? I think, well, like, it's a song that you can, like, kind of scream through, and I think that's what he was doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. I want to hear the actual broadcast camera, because this is from a phone camera.
Yeah. Right, really yes.
Okay, so, anyways, incredible shooter and amazing at singing Paramore on stage. Steph Curry, not overthinking.
I mean, the guy just got a hole-in-one, didn't he? Like,
yes, he did.
Yeah, this guy, what can he do?
He can't miss.
Yeah,
he can't
miss.
He can't miss.
The Hawkeye of basketball.
So, okay, so I have a Curry's shooting in Wilt's body, too. We got a real Frankenstein going on here. That's fun. Okay, JD, you have the second pick in shooting.
Yeah. You know, I've seen a lot of different players shoot the basketball over the years. I mean, my instinct is to go the other Splash Brother in Klay Thompson. This seems like a no-brainer. So, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to overthink it.
Okay.
Klay Thompson is my shooter.
Okay. And again, your body was Jordan, so you got...
You gave Michael Jordan Klay Thompson's three.
Yeah, the one weakness maybe in Michael Jordan's actual game, three-point shooting.
He wouldn't need to shrug anymore because it would be so automatic.
Okay, Splash Brothers go 1-2. Tass, you're up next here in the shooting category.
I, too, have seen a lot of people shoot the basketball in my day. Yeah, it's between two for me. And I'm going to go sort of like what Jerome was saying about Vince Carter. I'm going to go with the heart here. I'm going to go with... one of the prettier strokes that I'll always remember, and forget about the numbers here. I'm going with Kevin Durant. And the numbers are freaking great as well. He could be the best mid-range shooter of all time statistically. But, you know, it's just one of those things. It's Ken Griffey swing. It's Wayne Gretzky floating on the ice. It's Messi floating on the pitch. It's Kevin Durant's stroke. So Kevin, to go along with Bronze Bud, that's where I'll start.
Current players right now for Tassio.
Yeah, okay. Nice.
Trey, who do you have in your shooting round here?
The shooting, is it just straight up shooting? Just like pure shooting?
Yeah.
Great
scoring?
Question.
Oh, that's interesting.
Good question.
Yeah, I guess I tackled it that way, but I can be convinced otherwise. So you're saying more scoring than just...
I would have thought Michael Jordan would go high on this, to be honest, in the shootings, if it includes scoring. Like you're saying, he's not a great three-point shooter, but... there ain't many better scorers. It's kind of like throwing in handles with playmaking to me. That being said, feels like we're leaning towards pure shooting. In which case, give me Steve Nash.
Nice. That's who I was thinking.
Yeah. 49% from the field, 42 from 3, 90 from the free throw line. The only complaints with Steve Nash was that he just didn't shoot enough. Mm-hmm. He'd be like Steph Curry saw what Steve Nash was doing. He's like, he should have shot more, and he did. Mm-hmm. And then Steve Nash saw what Steph Curry was doing. He's like, I should have shot more. You're going to shoot more because I'm picking a straight-up gunner for my personality when it comes down to it. So give me Nash here for shooting and scoring.
Okay, nice okay, one. There you go. And Jerome, that leaves just you here in shooting.
I can't believe – well, I guess I can believe I got my pick, but he's my favorite player from the 90s. I'm taking Reggie Miller.
Reggie, wow, okay.
Yes. Yeah, I – you know, on top of – like there, I factor clutchness in this too.
Yeah.
On top of it for the shooting. Also the presence of mind that I
wait, was that a Paramore Miller. Reference?
No, it's a Miller Time documentary.
Oh, okay.
That,
you said it a couple
no,
times.
I mean, like the reason
talk.
I like even try to shoot a basketball is because I watched Reggie Miller in the 90s, much to the dismay of anyone who's playing on my team. But I got to go with that. I think he was once a member of a 50-40-90 club, which is good enough reason for me to say that he can hit from all spots.
That's
Reggie.
Okay, Reggie's a fascinating pick. Obviously one of the greatest three-point shooters ever, but yeah, aesthetically,
sure.
not the sexiest looking shot.
No,
so it's whether or not,
the
yeah,
form is
in,
not great.
Yeah.
That part is kind of rough to go through, but like, as I think everyone picked everyone on my list outside of one, but I won't mention it because it'll come later. But yeah, I think Nash was on there, four-time 50-40-90 guy. KD, like, just because I think shooting immediately, especially in this league, you think three-point, but I'm like, I need to hit from, like, all spots. Mm-hmm. So, you know, mid-range, anything inside, even though with Vince Carter's, if I'm in the paint, I'm dunking everything. So, yeah,
I'm surprised down at Caravana also, that they picked Reggie Miller over Steven Nash. Nash would be their pick.
What a great pick,
also,
I guess.
I mean, if I'm Vince Carter, game seven, I'm going to stay at Convocation, stay for the reception, because I know I'm going to hit that shot at the very end.
Oh, wow. Okay, interesting, All right, so just to recap right now through two rounds, we did body and shooting. Jerome has Vince's body, Reggie's shooting. I got Wilt's body, Steph Curry's shooting. JD's got Jordan's body, Klay Thompson's shooting. Tass has LeBron's body with Kevin Durant's shooting skills. And Trey has Giannis with Steve Nash's incredible shooting ability. All right, everybody's off to a great start. We're going to take our first break, and when we come back, three more rounds.
I got to get something off my chest. Nothing drives me crazier than sending a message to a group chat and getting no response. That's why I'm a big emoji responder. Love a hang loose hand or a salute, but man, it hurts when you send a message and get nothing back. Ouch! We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. Therapy isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/nodunks today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/nodunks. This episode of No Dunks is brought to you by BetterHelp.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
All right, we got a squad going here today in the Classic Factory, drafting the perfect NBA player. Love to see everybody live on YouTube chiming in with their picks. There was a lot of, where's Ray Allen? Where's Dirk? When we were just doing the shooting category. A lot of big names still left on the board. Maybe they come up in some of these later categories. But we love it. Hit that like button. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube. And all you podcast listeners, leave your boys a 5-star rating and review. All right, let's get to the third round. JD, you have the first pick in playmaking / handles.
Yeah, so I went to the YouTubes and did a little bit of research on this one.
Wow.
Because, yeah, nice. You know, I like to prepare. And one gentleman caught my eye, and his name is Allen Iverson.
Nice one! Yes. Great gentleman!
I have heard of him.
Yes. Okay.
I mean, you know, he was before my time in the basketball world, but, you know, I saw a couple of clips and I liked what I saw, so I'm taking Allen Iverson.
What in particular did you that caught your eye?
Just breaking ankles, he seemed to do a lot.
Sure did.
And I think that falls into the playmaking and the handles category,
yes.
So I thought, yeah, and, you know, I've heard his name bandied about here and there in this very room every so often when we're talking, you know, best players of all time sort of thing.
Yeah.
So
you have the crossover that crossed Jordan over.
Yes, your own body.
That's right.
Yeah. Damn, I'm pissed off with that pick. Not because I wanted him in playmaking. I was hoping he might be around for personalities. Mm.
He would have been a great personality.
I think he would have been
pick.
A great one for our make a player here. But Allen Iverson goes number one in the playmaking handles. JD with Jordan, Clay, and AI. Okay, Tass, you're up next.
Interesting choice. Definitely, I was pondering Allen Iverson as well, but I'm going with another ankle breaker in Kyrie Irving.
Mm.
Yeah, breaking ankles, using the angles, you know, left, right. Everybody who plays in today's game says could have the best handles. You know, him along with Steph, he's got the counter for the counter. He does the crazy stuff. He does puts plastic bags on balls. He does the finger dribbles for those fun videos. You know, first finger, second finger, third finger, pinky finger. Those fun drills. So, give me Kyrie the magician.
Okay, it's interesting. These first two picks in this category are leaning more towards handles, really, than maybe like actual playmaking, though they're both good at that too. So Allen Iverson and Kyrie. Trey, where are you going with the third pick?
Yeah, flashy handles are getting a bump right here. Yeah. We see Rafer Alston and Jason Williams come off the board as we go on a run here of guys with sick highlights.
I had him on. I had Rafer on there, baby.
Yeah, you got to.
Oh, yeah.
You got to, mister. But for me, I can't believe this guy dropped to number three. Magic Johnson.
Ugh!
Yeah.
Four-time assist champ. He's currently sitting at, what do we see here? Seventh all-time in assists now, just over 10,000. I got a big body in Giannis. Magic is obviously a great big man passer as well, though he's not technically a big man. So, yeah, I got to go Magic here.
Oh, man. Great pick. I was hoping he would
keep slipping.
He'd get overlooked here. But Magic goes to Trey Kirby. Jerome, you have the fourth pick here in playmaking handles. Which one are you leaning more towards?
There are a lot of things like still odd here that I'm just going so hard into, like, just players I like that not are not necessarily the best option. But you know what? No, I'm going to go with him. I'm going with Jamal Crawford.
Wow.
There we go, buddy.
Jerome is building a crazy player here. Okay.
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, we'll talk about my player when they're finalized at the end there. But Jamal Crawford, I got to see in person because we did that pickup run during the finals. He just has such a fluid handle. He has some of the best, like, that crossover to behind the back move. I just want that. And then dunk, because I'm Vince Carter as well at the same time. I want to do, like, everything that happened in Lob City. I want to be both Jamal setting it up and then Blake finishing the play. But of course, I'm Vince Carter. So I'm very excited about this pick. I'm just going to be like a gunner with crazy handles, putting up fun numbers, maybe in a loss.
We'll see. All right. I have the last pick here. Again, like I said, I was hoping Magic would somehow drop all the way to the last spot, but Trey scooped him up. That's a great pick. I am a little shocked with how much, and I love it for your players that you guys are going more like the flashy handles, breaking ankles, obviously, and crazy moves from Kyrie and Jamal Crawford. But I'm going to lean in towards just straight like playmaking, that side of it more, I guess. Maybe less handles, because I can't think of a single cool dribble move this guy's done, but give me the Joker. Give me Jokic for playmaking.
Good.
Okay.
Pure passing. Maybe the one of the greatest ever already. It feels, that doesn't feel like hyperbole to say that.
I'm surprised Chris Paul is still on the board.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It could go Isaiah Thomas, Chris Paul. Obviously, they're going to have better handles than Jokic. I don't care. I just want the playmaking.
I had Rajon Rondo as another pick of mine that I wanted to do. I just wanted to rack up assists. Also because he had that fake behind the back move. And I wanted to do a fake behind the back and then jump up and dunk
and
instead
dunk it
of
like this. Oh,
wow,
Jesus. You're really thinking this through. I like it. No, I'm going Jokic as my playmaker.
I'm surprised no one took John Stockton if we're looking at playmakers. Guys who could
pass it. With a car
the best. I know his personality doesn't come with his playmaking and handles, but I was still tainted by that.
Yeah, some fun picks out there in the stream team. Scott Skiles. Guys who could really dish
it. One game only. Scott Skiles is living off one game.
There's a Jason Kidd in there.
Yeah, he should have got it.
Jason Kidd should have been there.
Could have been a fun one.
Top six all-time in assists. Didn't get picked for playmaking.
LeBron
is out because he already went. Nash is out because he went. But then Stockton, Kidd, and Mark Jackson, and Chris Paul.
Mark Jackson. Funny pick.
We talked about it pre-show a bit. Jose Calderon's assist to turnover ratio was really tempting here.
Oh, yes. We were debating, would anyone take Calderon or Monte Morris?
Yeah.
Just, I guess Chris Paul could be in that category, too. All right, any other thoughts on playmaking handles or people that we overlooked?
I like that Kyrie and Jamal Crawford went one after another because there are so many stories about how Kyrie learned his handles when he was younger. His godfather is Rod Strickland, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. So he got the tutelage as well. And then on the complete flip side, Jamal Crawford's like, I've never practiced. I don't practice dribble moves. They just come to me. And he's got moves that he couldn't even do in the NBA because they were illegal.
Right. Great picks. Okay. Let's get to, some people's least favorite category. It's defense, but we got to have some defense on our created player here, and Tass, you have the number one pick.
I'm taking the architect of defense, Bill Russell.
Yep.
Good pick.
You know, he could do it all. And even if he's got, you know, four guys who don't want to play defense out there, he'll turn them into a great defensive unit, blocking shots and doing all that. I think he created the block shot. So also a guy here who's would never have to worry about the offensive ends, you know, like not that this really matters in a body that we're creating, I guess. But anyway, I got Bill's defensive abilities.
Okay. Bill Russell definitely probably was on a lot of people's list here. I feel like this is a category where I feel like a lot of people will be happy with who they get.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, you know, there's like at least 10.
I do want one person specifically.
Okay. Okay, well, you're not up next. Trey might steal
it. I'm not
it.
Up next.
Let's
I'm
find
waiting.
Out who Trey takes at number two in defense.
I mean, Bill Russell was the clear number one pick here. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anybody else that really could be considered. This is the first time I'm really following my heart. I got to go Dennis Rodman.
Ooh,
yes. My defender.
Yeah, damn it. My personality's gone.
Oh, Jerome is celebrating. I guess he didn't take your guy, did he, Jerome?
He did not take my guy, but I love Rodman as a pick. Okay. I also had him as a dark horse pick for body athleticism.
Sure.
Great.
Because, like, if I could do a bender in Vegas and then come back and kill it in the finals, Dennis Rodman.
Sure.
Phil Jackson said that was the best athlete he ever coached was Dennis
exactly.
Rodman.
Exactly.
But 8-time all defense, 2-time defensive player of the year, and then definitely the best rebounder of the last 40 years, and I think that counts for defense as well.
Yep. Okay, Rodman goes, and Jerome's guy is still available. Where are you going,
Jerome?
Yeah,
he is. I am snatching every ball within my vicinity because I am Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi.
Oh, this guy loves this Kawhi. Guy,
I love Kawhi Leonard.
Oh, I forgot.
He needed to show up on my list at some point, you know?
That's
it
good.
Was either that or personality, so... no, I needed a defender.
Kawhi Leonard would be the Mr. Irrelevant for personality.
Yeah.
yeah, you know, he's also a board man. I mean, yeah, I'm going with Kawhi. Like, he is, as a defender, one of, like, the players that, like, I actually get in awe of, like, some of the highlights when he's just, like, a ball's there and he just takes it from them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't seem like that's right. It seems like a 2K type thing that you could do, but not in real life. And I always remember the specific play. I think it was Western Conference Finals against the Thunder. Russ is going to the going into the paint, and you don't see it. Like, it's like a flurry of things, and then suddenly, like, Kawhi, like, in a, I don't know, swipe, just takes it from him.
Oh, yeah.
From Russell Westbrook in his prime. So, no. Come on, we all knew I was going to pick Kawhi at some point.
I had actually forgotten about Kawhi Leonard when I was making my list of defense. So, I mean, great pick. I mean, should have been on my team here.
He's been retired for years now.
Yeah. Maybe that is why. All right. Jerome gets his guy, Kawhi Leonard, in the third slot here in defense. I have the fourth pick. I have it down to three guys. One is one of my favorite players of all time. Who's obviously a great defender. And then there's another one I think that's maybe makes a little more sense for this weird body person I'm building. And then there's another one that's probably more of a wild card. But I'm going to go with Kevin Garnett.
Wow.
Nice.
KG. And I'm taking him over the one I thought I was going to go with. I wasn't sure if he'd still be there.
We're going to pick a key.
Exactly. But I'm going Garnett. I'm going Garnett for what I got going on here. And a bit of a toss-up between Akeem and Garnett. But I'll go KG. And that leaves JD with a little defense. You've seen guys play defense before.
I have, yeah. Now, my heart is telling me to take Dikembe Mutombo because I just love
the man.
I love this. I love the man.
Yep.
I love the wag. But I have to take Hakeem.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
I mean,
yeah.
You don't have to. There's lots. I mean, Draymond,
there's a few other
I guess.
Names out there.
Yeah.
Scottie
Pippen,
yep.
Yeah. I'm taking Hakeem.
Nice. Nice. What's your favorite?
You just dominated
play
the 1984 NBA draft. Jordan Hakeem.
That time he blocked that shot, remember?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. That was a good
was
one.
Huge.
It was great. Great. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, so defense is done. Everyone feels pretty happy with their picks. We have one more category left. We're going to take a quick break and be back with the personality, the very subjective personality category. Don't go anywhere.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball-related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some, But You Just Lost One trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
All right, we are through four of our five rounds when it comes to drafting the perfect NBA player. And the last category is personality. And like I said off the top, I'm excited to see if people go with like a lovable goofball almost, or like a stone cold killer, like a psycho. Like, Trey, you have the number one pick in personality. Let's find out.
And Skeets, I'm basically choosing between a lovable goofball and a stone cold killer who were teammates on one of the greatest teams of all time. If I didn't have the first pick, I would probably choose Bill Walton because I think I could get him at number five pretty easily.
Yeah.
But I'm like,
yeah,
I should pick somebody who has a different personality than myself, which is why I'm going with Larry Bird.
Ooh,
nice
personality.
Yeah, that's nice.
Clutch killer.
Good pick.
Great. One of the best trash talkers of all time, and a funny quote as well. Yeah. Not to mention, great basketball IQ, great team player as well. Like, I was considering him for playmaking and handles. I feel like you should probably get a little bit of the passing and the personality game just because it's there. And like I said earlier, I want a guy who's going to want to shoot the ball when it really comes down to it now that I got Steve Nash's touch. So give me Larry Bird for my personality
Jesus,
pick.
This guy's got Magic Larry on the same body, in the same man.
That's right.
Which is crazy. You got the 80s all wrapped up there in one. That's all right, awesome. I love that. Yeah, I had him on the list. I thought he'd get picked. Jerome, you have the second pick in personality.
All right. So for my guy, I just want to make sure that when I do hit that three, I do a little three to the head. And then when I get unfairly called for fouls, I'm yelling, ball don't lie. I'm taking Rasheed Wallace.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Okay.
He is one of like my favorite players on and off the court. I realize with my level of talent, I might be wasting it for all the technicals I'm about to get. But who knows? I mean, if you have this kind of generational talent built in one body, maybe the league lets me get away with a lot more antics and shenanigans. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, give me Sheed. I got my full team. I don't think anyone was drafting this team anyway, but I got my guy.
Good. There you go. Sheed off at number nice. Two in personality. I have the third pick in this category. I thought Trey was maybe going to go with them, but then you said Bill Walton. I was like, oh. I'm going to go with Shaq as my personality. Nice. And here's the case for Shaq. Like I said, do you go, like, obviously a badass, like a menace when he wants to be out there? Or do you like the goofball and maybe sell a bunch of endorsements and all that? It's like, I feel like Shaq was both and could, like, literally turn it on when he wanted to. And at times too late in regular seasons or whatever. But he has that where he is a killer and wants to destroy you. But then he's like the most likable guy on the planet and everybody loves him and he sells absolutely every product known to man. I saw him selling me an Epson printer last night while I was watching Team USA in a friendly show.
I knew Shaq to do a mud water.
Mud water, Athletic Greens.
Shaq water, Athletic Shaqs. Shaqletic Greens.
Shaqlet, that's it.
Shaq already has his own water. It's like
He definitely had Shaq soda at one point.
No, Shaqaline or Shaqaline or something like that. Some weird water.
You're also a DJ Skeets.
Yeah, I like that. I get when he wants to be the badass he can be, and then obviously he's just he is very, very likable. He's a hilarious quote. He's given himself a wedgie in front of Rick Fox. Like, the guy's funny as hell. So I have Shaq as my personality. Very happy
great
that he
pick.
Fell to number three. JD, you have the fourth pick here.
Hmm.
Where are you going?
Well, Bird nor Wallace were on my list. Shaq definitely on my list.
Okay.
I am going to veer towards the lovable goofball. Giannis is gone already. It's between Blake Griffin, who is a legit funny guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, he's done stand-up.
Yep.
Yep.
Or Dirk Nowitzki, who has always been gold for us. I'm going to go with Dirk because he's the better player.
You only get his personality.
I know. But it would be weird not to have Dirk drafted at all in this thing. So I'm taking Dirk Nowitzki.
Okay.
That tracks, because I think if you were playing as an NBA like professional player, you would bring like Tupperwares of food to the arena for your meals.
100%.
So that's 100%. Dirk right there. Yeah,
Tupperware. He wouldn't even do that. He would do the plate, just aluminum.
That's right.
Foil over the plate.
That's right.
Ready to melt that foil, yeah.
I saw him. We interviewed him after a game one time, and he had the plate clean, like it was spotless. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You see the plate going in. But I saw the play coming out.
Wow.
Lights out.
Didn't you used to do that when we used to work together at the Score? I think you used to
100%
take your glass Tupperware and wash out before you went home.
Why? Yeah, of course.
That's why you're taking Dirk.
You think Dirk was actually washing the plate?
I do. I actually think that he washed his own plate.
Okay, it's possibly. Dirk. It's very possible it is Dirk. I like Dirk. Dirk's personality to me like suits you as well. Like, you know,
I'll take that as a compliment.
Like, he's like away from basketball. We don't ever hear from Dirk, really.
Yeah,
I know. He's starting to show up with like some of these FIBA things and stuff like that. Like, he pops up here and there.
You see him more at pickleball these days than
sure. Yeah, sure. There you go. Okay, Dirk's gone. Tass, you have the final pick here in our draft.
Interesting
personality. Take it home.
Yeah, got some dogs here in terms of being on the court, like a Russell Westbrook, but it's not making it. He told us he doesn't like cats. I like cats. So you're off the list, Russ. I have a Kobe potentially, don't want any ruffling of feathers. You know, I don't want that in my locker room, which has happened with Kobe and Shaq and all that. I have Hito on my list, just not DGAF type personality. just let the talent take over.
Yeah. Yes, coach.
But you know, someone similar to Dirk, I guess. Tim Duncan. Keep the locker room together.
Yeah. Cool as a cute
fun. You got to know him to be, to really know how funny he is. He will never ruffle a feather. And, also has a lot of fun outside of basketball. I just saw him on a surfboard. I think he was.
Like wakeboarding or something?
Yeah. Surprising. Just handling it.
Oh, yeah. That's a big dude on a wakeboard. That's crazy. They are athletes.
They are athletes. So, Timmy the personality.
Okay, there it is.
It's a great pick.
All five categories we've drafted in. Let's recap our perfect NBA players. And I will again want to tell you, it was body athleticism. It was shooting. It was playmaking handles. It was defense. And it was personality. Jerome, take us through your player.
My perfect player has the body and athleticism of Vince Carter, the shooting of Reggie Miller, the playmaking and handles of Jamal Crawford, the defense of Kawhi Leonard, and the personality of Rasheed Wallace.
How do you feel? How do you feel about your draft?
I feel great. Honestly, like I was looking at this list and I don't actually know, because these were basically all my top picks, but then I also didn't feel like they were in any contention.
You took some wild card picks.
Now looking at it and seeing it as a full package, it is no coincidence that I work on the social media, because I feel like I picked every social media friendly trait from like Vince's dunking to Reggie's like clutch threes to Jamal's handles to Kawhi's snatching the ball defense to Sheed just being, I feel like he's a clip every night if he wants to be. So I'm thrilled with this player. I don't think I'm winning a championship or even necessarily having a winning season, but I'm going to be having so much fun in my career.
All right. I like it. That's what
they're saying. Your player has become J.R. Smith.
He was on a couple of lists for sure. So.
Yeah, a lot of it, maybe not.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Let me recap my player here. I got the body of Wilt Chamberlain. 7'1", 270 pounds, but he can shoot like Steph Curry. He can pass like Jokic. He's got Kevin Garnett's defense. And he's got the personality, I'm very happy with this, of Shaquille O'Neal. Do a little bit of everything. He's a killer and he's a goofball. JD, your player, please.
My player has the body of Michael Jordan, the shooting ability of Klay Thompson, the handles of Iverson. You know, I focused on the handles,
yeah,
not
fine.
So much the playmaking. The defense of, who did I pick? Oh, Hakeem Olajuwon, and the personality of Dirk Nowitzki.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Nice.
Tass, really
nice.
Your guy.
I've got the physical prowess of LeBron James, the shooting ability of Kevin Durant, the handles of Kyrie Irving, the defense of Bill Russell, and the personality of Timothy Duncan.
Stoic. And Trey, your perfect player.
I've got the body of Giannis Antetokounmpo with the shooting of Steve Nash, the playmaking of Magic Johnson, Dennis Rodman's defense, and Larry Bird's killer personality.
My goodness, that's a good player.
That's a good.
Damn, that's a good player. You might get my vote if I'm being honest, but let's hear what the people say out there. Everybody joining us live, who has drafted the perfect player according to you or in your opinion? Who did we miss? Build your own from all the leftovers. Oh. There's still a lot of names left on the board.
Yeah.
You can put together a pretty good player with guys we haven't said.
I'm looking at like biggest snubs in each category.
Okay.
Yeah.
Body athleticism. Who do you think is the biggest snub? For me, it's either Kareem or Dwight Howard.
Dwight's
there.
Yep.
Shooting is a little tougher.
Ray Allen, for sure.
If you're considering scoring as well, Kobe's got to be in the mix.
Yeah.
I had Pistol Pete on my list. I averaged 30 a game before they even had 3-point line. Yeah. Not bad. Playmaking and handles, probably Isaiah Thomas is in the mix, Jason Kidd, and then all the fancy guys we talked about. Defense, probably perimeter guys left over. Scottie Pippen, Gary Payton, Anthony Davis might get in the mix since you don't got to worry about his body. And then for personality, I think this may be the biggest snub of all. Charles Barkley didn't even get brought up.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Chuckster, for sure. For sure. Yeah. Yep. So that's a pretty good player right there. We got a magical sixth player. But you tell us who drafted the best perfect player. Let us know, obviously, in the comments. Tweet at us at NoDunksInc. And again, make your own picks there down in the comments. That was a lot of fun. I'm glad we finally did this one. I mean, I guess we could do... we attempt to build the worst NBA player. That could get a little wild, but we can come up with some other categories. Any ideas you have for squad, be it NBA related or not, let us know, because these are always a blast to actually do here during the summer. But let's call it there. Got to tell everyone, if you haven't already, to check out the latest Is This Good podcast. We put it up in the No Dunks feed, and it is Matty O and JD talking to the legend that is Cam Stewart. Swim up on looking good. Yes, that Cam Stewart. The Wizards and Warlocks Cam Stewart. All the drops that we have played over, you know, like 15 years, a lot of them from Cam, because the guy is just hilarious. I had my expectations so high for this podcast, guys, and it exceeded them. I laughed for an hour straight. It was gold, JD. He was on fire. And he doesn't even try. That's why he's just naturally funny. He's both intentionally and unintentionally funny.
Yeah. And a genuinely sweet guy on top of it. And it was hilarious because the podcast goes, he sort of realized, oh, I'm not being asked about betting, or I'm not being asked about sports or anything.
Yeah.
And then he just started talking. It was great. He's just a great guy.
Yeah, that was funny when he really didn't know what podcast he was on.
No clue.
No idea what the hell this show was or what the concept was. But yeah, he was great. Again, go check that out. It's up in Is This Good feeds on YouTube. You can watch it actually on YouTube, Is This Good, or you can listen to it in the No Dunks feed. Just gold with Cam Stewart. I saw a lot of people, JD, saying, you got to make this guy a regular on Is This Good.
I don't know. I can't remember if he said it on the air or off. He said, if this was only 20 minutes, I'd do it every day.
He said, yeah. Like, yeah. I would do it every day. Oh, there you go. Just call him every day. Record
we could.
And then package it together at the end of the month. The Cam Stewart Hour. All right. It's a great podcast. Go check it out. Tomorrow, Wednesday, No Bunts. Tass, Joel, talking a little baseball. You guys going to talk about this fight that just went down?
It went down on Saturday, so maybe it's a little old news, you know, but there were some suspensions. It was hilarious.
Oh, I did see the Yankees manager get tossed. Boone,
yeah.
Oh, that was a great ejection.
He knows how to get ejected.
That was very funny.
Yeah, he literally mimicked the umpire.
It was awesome.
He's good at that. Very good at that.
So, Tass and Joel, tomorrow morning, that's Wednesday morning, over at the Athletic Baseball Show. Check that out live if you want, or obviously wait for the podcast to go up. Jerome? Anything else we need to know? What do you got planned for the rest of the week?
Build out some shorts. Probably really process through why I chose this player as I did. For anyone who chooses my player as the perfect player, I'll see you at group therapy.
You're getting some love, don't you worry. All right, guys, thanks so much for joining us. We'll probably be back on Thursday here on No Dunks with a little early drop podcast to end the week. We've got some news. Anthony Davis got an extension. Team USA started playing. And, yeah, we might need some questions. If you've got questions,
ain't no news out there.
There's not a lot going on in the NBA world. But
we don't even have a Garrett Temple signing anymore. Come on.
No, we don't. No, we don't. But we'll have something for you probably later.
Can't Dante Jones get a contract?
All right, guys. Until
next
time.
Good personality. Good locker room personality, actually.
Clipper Bros.
You heard it here first. Have a great time. Turn up. Love you guys. Awesome.
Thanks for joining us. And remember, if you were building the perfect podcaster, it would start with Cam Stewart.
Embrace the day, people.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.